Cases are down, vibes are up.
Are you talking COVID-19?
I am. That's the new anthem, I think. That's my new motto this year. Cases are down, vibes are up.
Cases down, vibes up.
Yeah.
And
doesn't it feel that way?
It does feel that way.
I gotta be honest, I was gonna like post a story today and try to get that little motto saying, and I checked the cases just to be sure. And for the first time in like weeks, it like went up like 1%. I was like, oh crap.
Dang it.
So I'm gonna wait it out a few days, because the last thing you wanna do is, you know, it's kind of like the opposite of stocks.
I was
right
gonna
now.
Say, yeah, you want to buy low, sell high.
Yeah, here. I was about to buy high, yeah. And just be like, cases are low, cases are down, vibes are up, and then a week from today, it's like we're locked down again. So I'm gonna wait it out.
Trey did this.
Yeah,
yeah. You kind of are notorious for any time you try to tour, cases seem to go up.
Right.
So maybe be careful.
People of Bridgeport are buying a lot of tickets, and mm-hmm. that is not a good sign for
that
community.
It's not good for them. Not even just Corona, but we tried to go to Florida in November and they were hit by a hurricane. So we had to cancel that. So some sort of act of God is coming if we are coming to your city.
That is not good. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a fun one. It's not, you know, water into wine, manna from heaven. It is destruction.
Ted Cruz is going to buy like a rental property there or something.
Yes.
It's just going to get crazy.
And instead of a couple golden doodles, it is 2 million locusts.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Yeah. The locusts are coming out.
Oh, are they?
I
was just thinking Exodus.
The locusts.
They're back.
17. If you didn't know, now you know. 17 every 17 years, or it depends on like the family of locusts. But I guess there's a real big one that's due to start popping off here in the next month or two, all across the kind of Appalachia. So if you're,
I'd say definitely one of my top two mountain ranges in the U.S.
Yeah, seal up those trailer homes.
Yeah,
because they're gonna get in there.
Yeah. Tell your coal mining uncle to be careful. And
the locusts are down there in the mine. I think that's how they know. Like, I was in the mines. Locusts, they're starting to fly on out.
I'm hearing a murmur and they're saying, it's time. This is our summer. And I'm getting worried, guys.
Yep.
And by locust, you mean cicadas?
Yes.
Cool.
That's synonymous, yes.
I don't think so.
No, I think so.
Really?
I think locusts are kind of their street name.
Oh, learn me something today.
Scientifically, they're cicadas, but to us normal folk, to the people of the Appalachians, they're like, locusts are coming. I think it's their biblical name, more like it.
It's like, my biblical name is Jacob.
Yes.
But you can call me Jake.
Exactly.
Yes.
Right. I'm Thomas. I'm a doubter.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Yeah, we're going to Bridgeport. I saw an awesome Facebook message, just so we all know where we're at. A guy commented, I was like, hey guys, you know, we added a couple shows, get your tickets. And people were very kind, people were buying tickets, very excited. And one comment goes, yeah, so pumped to see you in Bridgeport, man. I called the comedy club and the lady working there said she had no idea who you were, never heard of you. But I told her, just get ready, lady, you're going to have a lot of sold out shows. And she did not believe me. So pumped to hear you.
This is a like, message you got?
That's the sweet spot. That's where we're at. We sold the shows out, which is amazing, but the comedy club has no respect for us. Like,
who is this? This must be a stage name.
Isn't that a crazy... The comedy clubs have to be like, what is happening? When has it ever happened where they said, I've literally never heard of this guy, and we're going to sell out 6 shows there?
Oh, yeah. You know, they've been doing this 25 years. Yeah. They feel like they know every comedian. They got the pulse on comedy.
Yeah.
And then Trey Canada, who's coming to town?
Trey? C-H-R-E-Y? No, it's just... That's how it's pronounced.
But oh, like a tray of food. No, it's with an E. Forget it. They just coal mining.
Yeah, they have my agent call, and that's the only reason we get in the door. She's like, we'll put them on the books. It's a pandemic. We're just skating by.
We will do anything.
What does he do? Yeah. So I really, really enjoyed that comment. I thought it was pretty hilarious. Just to know that now we're going to this club, and we know that their ownership is like, we've never even heard of this guy.
Confirmed. Like, you show up, and they're like, Trey, we're so excited here. Like, yeah. I talked to Tony on Facebook.
Remember... I think you might have been on stage at this point, but when we were in Naples, Florida, you were about to call me up. So you were definitely on stage.
Oh, worst show ever. Is this the PowerPoint? Or not PowerPoint, the projector show?
Technological skills were on par with my mother. How do we turn it on? But you were on stage. They're about to bring me up. And a member of she's a waitress, I think.
Okay.
She walks by me and she goes, never heard you in my life, but funny as heck, man. Like, that's where I'm at. That's nice. I mean, thank you. Never heard of you before in my life. Loving the show. Like, you could have just not said the first bar.
Could have just said only the good things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when people are like, man, I really did not like you at first, but you are really coming around.
Yeah.
You can just say you like me now.
Your opener, Jake, he looks like he might be anemic, but man, he's funny.
Ooh, his jokes though, they make you look right past everything else.
Yeah, love that.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's a great way to compliment people.
Or they're just like backhanded. Hey, Trey, you were so funny tonight. And like, honestly, don't even worry about your thinning hair. Like, you were so funny that like, I wouldn't even worry about it.
I did. I noticed it maybe twice. And then I just kept laughing and laughing. I just kept
focusing because your jokes were so good.
Yeah, you're doing great.
Seriously, don't be so conscious about that.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Deborah.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
That was the comment of the day. But
I ran into a girl in Kansas City 2 weeks ago, and she was like, I saw you with Trey on tour. And I was like, oh, where at? And she's like, I was at the Naples show when the TV came on behind you. And I was like, oh, good.
Sick.
By far the least, like, just the worst show I'll have in my entire career. You were at that one.
Wait, cool. So I don't think I fully know the story because Naples couldn't figure out we're coming in there. They're used to a guy just grabbing a mic and telling some jokes. We're like, hey, we're trying to play some music, we're trying to show some video. They're like,
whoa,
how do you do this?
HDMI, excuse me, I don't speak of this new language.
So Jake, you know, as the opener, said deal with most of the crap. So what happened?
Yeah, I think we really beat around the bush on Do Less, God Bless, because it was like a public podcast, and we're like, we don't want the Naples Comedy Club, but now you get it all, baby. Basically, yeah, it was just like a train wreck from the beginning. That was where, like, you know, we bring our friend Alan to be the pianist, but Alan always ends up becoming just the tech guy because no one else knows what's going on. Yeah. So, and Alan's always so stressed. I feel bad for him. He's always so nervous. It's not going to work.
He starts getting pissed. Yeah. He's like, these people are the dumbest people I've ever seen.
Yeah. Come back to the green room, just like sweaty. These people don't know what they're doing. I mean, I'm going to do everything for him.
Yeah.
But there are multiple shows. I know West Palm specifically. Otherwise, West Palm was awesome. But he had to like hold the HDMI in the whole time. It was very fidgety cord.
Yeah.
So for like 6 minutes during your videos, he is just like,
yeah,
stressing,
working this butterfly chest. But yeah, I now we know. Now we're gonna come a little more prepared. I'm bringing my own gear a little bit.
Yeah, it'll be fine. But yeah, that Naples show specifically. Yeah, Trey has videos that he shows, and so we have a projector, you know, linked up projector screen behind me. And yeah, it's the opener, like the very first opener. I'm already dealing with this. Is when all the servers are taking food orders. I can hear this woman ordering nachos and asking what's on it while I'm doing my jokes. You know, I'm like, just get the jalapenos. Thank me later.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, I'm about a few minutes in, and then just the projector comes on. It's like very blue in my eyes. And then not only is like Dateline NBC on behind me, but like the audio from Dateline is playing out of the projector speaker. And like no one seems to be doing anything about it. I'm just like on an island by myself, just being like, oh, Barbara Walters, huh? Not bad.
I remember they did. We had what, 3 or 4 shows in Naples? And by the last show, we figured it out and had a smooth show. But I remember going in there. I think, Alan figured something out. And then I like helped them figure out an input to make it work. But they're like, so we got the video to work, but the sound's coming out of the actual projector up on the ceiling. So what we could do is like have one of our staff stand up there and hold a mic. Did I tell you this?
No.
Someone could stand up there and hold a mic. The projector is in the middle of the audience. So their pitch was someone will walk through the middle of the audience, stand on a chair, be like, excuse me, man, excuse me, and hold a mic,
kind of cup it
up
around
to the projector. I was like, I don't think we should. Let's just not show the video if that's
that's funny.
So I'm sorry to the first couple shows in Naples, you do not see an awesome Dog Moms Be Like video.
Yeah.
But.
And in the middle of me going, it finally does get turned off. So I'm like, oh, thank goodness. But I don't know how it gets turned off. I just see like a, you know, it's gone now. Well, I didn't realize that some guy in the audience, not a staff member, some guy in the audience was finally like, hey, we should do something about this. Thank you, sir. But unfortunately, he just unplugged the HDMI and just didn't plug it back in. So then I'm like, all right, next, who's ready for Trey Kennedy? Let's see, you know, never before seen videos. Here they are. And then it's like nothing is happening. And then I'm like kind of slowly realizing, oh, the projector's not even on anymore. Okay, this is impossible. Sweet. Yeah. Never mind.
Yeah.
Here's Trey now.
You had to put out a couple fires. The club. We thought we were done with the club stuff because the theaters, you know, they're well with a machine. In terms of more productions like us, like, again, they're not used to this, but you never know with all that stuff. You got to weather, and then the audience. Like, I remember, you know, I do a musical thing, and every show I've ever done, I kind of lead into it. I'm like, is it cool if I sing y'all a song? Mm-hmm. Which I think any performer ever would just expect everyone to be like, come on.
Yeah.
And one show, I'll never forget it. I go, how about I sing y'all a song? Is that all right with you guys? And everyone was just quiet. And I go, well, I'm going to anyway.
It's part of the show.
It's just so funny. Sometimes you just never know. I was like, that was strange.
It is so weird. Yeah, we haven't even done that many shows, but it's amazing how drastic they can be. Even like this, we're in the same city, just like in the same night, but the 6 p.m. and the 8 p.m. show reacted very differently to like that question.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but also kind of fun. Just to, you get off stage or something, you're like, okay, this crowd's a little less than last night. So just brace yourself. You're like, this one.
This is awesome.
For a reason. Thursday night in Toledo. Oh, yeah.
I still remember specifically Tuesday night in Toledo was not the place to be.
Yeah. But I'm excited. The Bridgeport shows are all like kind of weekend. So it should be a lot of fun.
Oh, cool. Cool. Bridgeport on the weekend. All right.
Yeah, we got 5 shows. I think we're at a 6th.
No way.
Let's go.
Who are all these people in Bridgeport?
I don't know, but they're popping.
Hey, Phoenix is selling out pretty fast, yeah?
Yeah, it's doing pretty good. I think they're kind of similar. It's just Phoenix has like twice the capacity. They don't care out in Phoenix. So. I think we've sold a similar amount of tickets. It's just like 6 shows versus 3.
Sweet.
But hopefully we keep it going.
That's awesome. I think I told you last week, roommate Harrison, his 30th birthday, he's like, I'm going to come to Phoenix. I'm going to come to your show. So I'm like, great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, roommate Isaac is also like, I don't want to be home alone. Maybe I'll come to Phoenix. I get dinner last night with my friend Brad, and he's like, dude, if everyone's going, I think it'd be awesome to go.
None of them are going to the show. Yes. Maybe the pickleball courts. We had like a...
Dang. I mean, have you seen Scottsdale on the weekend? It's awesome.
I'm going to Scottsdale tomorrow.
Whew.
I got so excited, I started to look at flights like tonight. I was like, easy, Dre. We got some things to do.
Wait, look at what flights?
I was like, I'm going to Scottsdale tomorrow? No, I'm going today.
Oh,
I started doing that.
You started to see if you could just bump it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I got a Southwest email that was like, because they're still trying to be courteous, but like, hey, your flight's actually kind of full, so if you're uncomfortable, you can change it for free.
Oh.
So I was like, do I just show up a little early? But then I texted my buddy. I was like, you're going to be there early, right? Like, what's happening? He's like, we're all like staying at my high school friend's house and sleeping on couches. I was like, yeah, I'll see you tomorrow.
Mm.
I have a new rule. Call me bougie. Call me what you want. I'm about to turn 29. I think I've finally hit the age. I'm not going to sleep on a couch
anymore. No more couch?
No more couch. Yeah. I've always wanted that as a child. It's like, we'd get together as a family and say, why doesn't aunt and uncle, why don't they just make it do and, you know, do an air mattress?
Yeah.
I did an air mattress at the age of 27 and I was like, no more.
Air mattresses have got to be one of the worst products that still sells in America.
It's just, we all have our phases and it's like, you know what? I have a job now. I can get a hotel room if I really, when you go to someone's house, like, well, we have an air mattress. Like, it's a good offer.
Yeah.
I
know what we have for you. We have this bed that'll start off, I mean, for 5 minutes, it'll be amazing. And then hour goes by. You're starting to sink a little bit. By the time morning comes, you will feel full blown like you are in the bottom of a canoe. And it is just around you and you can't get out and you're stuck and your back hurts.
Dude.
We have one of those for you.
Have you ever slept on an air mattress with someone else? You probably have a lot. How many girls? No. I slept on an air mattress with Katie, and I don't know how anyone does that.
I honestly don't know if I... Yeah, I've never attempted that. It doesn't seem possible. You need to be very similar. I can see identical twins doing it, sure.
Horrible. Yeah. Conjoined twins.
Conjoined, for sure.
They don't really have a choice.
Yeah, their whole body's been like an air mattress.
Would you want to be a conjoined twin?
Good question. I think if we had like... extra brain power or like some telekinesis, then that would be fun. But as far as like sharing a hip bone, not ideal.
Yeah. I think I'd love to be a conjoined twin, but we'd have to have completely different careers. So he'd be like, sorry, man, we're going to Bridgeport. Like I'm crushing it. He's like, well, you know that I'm supposed to be with my wife and kids this weekend. And I've been working. I've been busting my butt. I'm an accountant.
Yeah. I have the presentation for Black and Veatch.
Okay.
This Thursday.
Yeah. Well, I was like, I've been sitting with you in the office. I've been making my stories and keeping you out of it, but I got to go to Bridgeport.
Yeah.
And I'm up there crushing while he's just kind of like on his phone, or maybe he's watching a movie on his iPad.
Just with headphones in.
Yeah.
Just every now and then you hear like a from him on stage.
He starts heckling me. Good one. Like, shh. This could be funny.
That's what Brad and my friends were saying last night. They're like, we're going to come to the first Phoenix show and then the next one and then the next one.
And just ruin it.
Yeah. Like, just... like, you know, start to murmur at the people around me. Oh, you're going to love this part. You're going to love this part. So when he talks about the gold doodles, you're going to love this. Just beat you to the punchline.
Yeah, just, they really should one time just scream my punchline and just see what I do. I'd be like,
get him out of here.
Get him.
No, isn't there a movie about conjoined twins and one of them does stand-up comedy, though? Like, once you said that, I was like, this sounds familiar.
Helen Keller?
No, that was a documentary. This was just a fictional movie.
Oh.
She did stand-up comedy in real life.
Yeah.
This was, I really can't think of the guy's name, but I think this happened.
One of my favorite jokes of hers.
She had that great bit. What was it about?
What was it about? She was a big physical comedian.
I'm not with her hands. Yeah.
Helen Keller. Those jokes were classic as a kid.
Yeah.
And we should pull it up. We're just talking about this. The viral TikTok of this teacher asking what, I think it was like high school students.
No.
Or middle, they were younger.
Probably.
I don't remember.
I want to believe in America.
Right.
Sure they weren't high school.
This guy asked his students who Helen Keller is and they have no idea. Which is interesting. I guess really why do we anything. Know so much about Helen Keller? Were we like,
I think it was
did
the
we
jokes.
Study her? Or was
I think
it just
it
the
was
joke?
Just like the joke, hey, how does Helen Keller da-da-da-da-da? And then it was like, what?
What was your favorite Helen Keller joke?
Oh, great question. You know I keep these on file in my head.
You don't have any?
I know.
Oh. classic was like, how do you keep Helen Keller busy? Glue doorknobs to the wall.
Jeez.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not proud of that, but what 11-year-old me? Oh,
good stuff.
Was that funny? I'm sorry to all of our blind and deaf listeners.
Sure. Just got to say that.
Man, blind and deaf. That's crazy.
It's not good.
That is, I mean, she killed it.
She does have a lot of inspirational quotes, which sometimes shock me.
I do this a lot where I'm like, ooh, that book looks good and I should like read books and mm-hmm. I'll Amazon it. Not read it. Read a third of it. And I think I read the first 10 or 15 pages of her like autobiography or something.
Cool.
I was like, because that's interesting.
Was it good?
But I guess not.
You're like, it was all gibberish. I couldn't read any of it.
I think I was looking for I wanted just a description of like, what in the world is it like to be blind and deaf? But it was more, you know, she was clearly a smart lady and it was kind of well-written and it was like, ugh. You know, it's like people are, John Steinbeck's so good. No one likes reading that.
Yeah, give me some drama.
Yeah.
Tell me about the time you ran into the door eight times.
A little R.L. Stein or something. Okay, here it is.
Helen Keller is the Nazi guy.
No!
What Nazi guy?
I don't know. He's like a terrorist.
Helen Keller is a Nazi terrorist that is a male. Is that what you're telling me right now?
Yeah, I'm going to write Helen Keller up here.
Yeah. Right?
No.
Are you thinking of Hitler?
Who is Hitler?
Oh. Helen Keller was the blind and deaf person who was fake. She didn't exist, fake. But everyone believed she was deaf and blind.
What? She was fake?
Yeah, she was deaf and blind.
What Pearl Harbor was, if I say Pearl Harbor.
Is that a bridge?
Dude. Do you know what D-Day is?
Who?
D-Day.
A person? A rapper?
But are you being...
I mean, these kids are hilarious.
Yeah. D-Day. Oh, what's that song by D-Day?
D-Day.
Storming the beach. D-Day. Storming the beach. How does that go?
D-Day. Yeah, the rapper. I love it. He's trending on TikTok.
Mm.
It's good. Storming the beach.
It's a good one.
Normandy. We're going again. Normandy.
Up in Normandy. Like, whoa.
Like,
and Normandy,
whoa.
Like, whoa.
Make it rain, make it rain.
The blood of our enemies, make it rain! D-Day live.
That's crazy, yeah. Helen Keller. I guess our students, we need to remind them who that is.
Helen Keller, he was that terrorist. Like, that sentence, not many words, so wrong. Mm-hmm. Helen?
Helen's not, we don't even know that's a female name anymore. Yeah. The names are getting so wild.
Helen, who was he? He was that terrorist.
That's Jeez. Right.
And then the other one pipes in, no, she was deaf and blind and fake.
And fake. But she was not real. My dad told me she was never real. You subscribe to any conspiracy theories?
I really want to believe that we faked the moon landing. I think that's fun.
The Mars landing?
Mars landing, I don't know much about.
They just stuck a rover out in like West Phoenix.
Yeah.
Or something.
We're big on Phoenix right
West
now.
Arizona. I just don't buy it, you know.
I didn't see it. Was it cool?
Well, it is pretty cool because I guess, yeah, you're like, oh, I can see Mars right now. And then you're like, allegedly. And you're like, Mars sucks. It looks horrible.
Yeah, we're like really big on colonizing it, right? But from what I know about third grade science, you know, my very earthly mother just ordered us 9 pizzas. Mars is further away from the sun. Mm-hmm. It's got to be cold there, right? Are we ever going to live there, not in winter coats or spacesuits?
I saw, this was funny, when it was like, when the whole country was freezing, there was moments where Mars was warmer than here in Kansas City.
Oh, okay.
But their lows are like negative 100. But they'll get up to like 1 or 2 degrees.
Ooh, balmy. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Yeah, I don't know how all that works, but give me some Avatar vibes. Give me floating islands.
Yes.
That'll get me excited. Hey, I'll get on a ship there.
Yeah.
But do I want to get on a freaking spaceship to basically the Mojave Desert? No. It's all I can do to get on a Southwest flight to go to Bridgeport.
Yes. I want the Avatar experience. I want Sigourney Weaver, and I want my skin to be blue, and uh-huh. I want to float and ride an Econ.
Easy. Oh. It's 2021.
Yeah. And I want to make Sahelu with something. I want my hair and someone else's hair to join up.
Yeah.
It's not a metaphor. just hair.
Yeah. Just get hair. In there.
Yeah. I'm going to sync up. Anyway, yeah, the moon landing. I think that's a fun idea if we did fake it to like kind of win the Cold War and like beat Russia in this like space race.
Agreed.
Like if we fake that in the 60s, good for us. Good for America. What do you believe in?
I
QAnon.
Conspiracies? Yeah. Pizzagate.
Yeah.
Pizzagate? Yeah. I know nothing about it. I just think I think pizza's just too well liked that it's up to no good.
Something's going on.
Something's going on there. I just doesn't. Every time I eat pizza, I'm like, oh, why don't I eat this more? And I think there's some more in it that we don't realize.
The very little I know about Pizzagate, the whole thing is like, I think predicated on like, oh yeah, these celebrities and the Clintons and all these people are using pizza for children.
Yeah.
Like, is that their code?
They built these computers because the end goal, give me those kids. I hope that's not true. I've never told anyone this before, but you know, we did renovations. We tried to like furnish the home. I had 2 wafer orders show up. And a little kid ran off.
Oh, really?
Big box. I'm like, this is bigger than what I thought a lamp would be. And then I opened it, and a kid goes, not today! And he ran down the street.
Huh.
I never saw him again.
Did he seem, like, happy to be in America, or did he seem just, like, scared that he
seemed
shapeshifted from a lamp to a human?
He seemed kind of anxious, you know, that excited anxious?
Like Christmas Eve.
Like, he was pumped to be free of his box home.
Yeah.
But I was obviously startled because he's like, where am I? And
you're not Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah.
He's a little thrown off by that, right, I'm sure.
Exactly.
So are we getting pizza or not?
Yeah.
There's no gate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that explained why I was like, Katie really wanted this lamp. I was like, $22,000 seems like a lot for a lamp,
but it's you're a new my house. Pride and
joy. Yeah. Yeah. You know, a lot of people see the content. So that was crazy. I tried to return the lamp or what I bought, and they're like, well, do you have little
Mowgli?
Yeah. And I go, well, no, he's really quick.
Yeah, he's very fast.
I don't know. You'd think his muscles would atrophy in that box, but you would
think,
no.
But no, cardboard is more nutritious, like, than, well, you think.
They say if you track him down and he's in decent condition, we can
full refund,
store credit.
Dang.
So I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm either have to get a whole bunch of lamps or another kid.
Well, that's nice of Wayfair. I do like that, for they're willing to accept like a damaged item.
Right.
They're a good company.
Yeah, I told them, like, give me a few years, we'll have a kid. Like, could we maybe actually get our cash back? And they're like, depends.
Dang.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But that's, yeah.
So that's buying lamps.
That's buying lamps. It's not as easy as it looks. I mean, there's nothing on the walls either. That's if Kate and I ever... You're like, I'm like, guys, it's not going well. And you also look and there's still no art on the walls.
Mm-hmm.
You know why. Every day, can someone on the wall? She's like, I haven't found anything yet. We ordered something. We roll off the painting. Not it. I don't know what to do.
What is it?
It was just not good enough. It was just not. It looked cheap.
I thought it was like an endangered bird. I found
this artist I really love. And, you know, she'll commission pieces for $5,000 or $6,000. So not doing that. That's not. We should either get the best painting of all time or a fourth of a kid.
Correct.
And they're not giving those that.
The only art I support is idiots on Facebook making clean comedy sketches about relatable
experiences
in life.
That's art.
And maybe a local comedy club in Bridgeport, Connecticut, but not painting.
No.
Not drawing.
Not drawing.
No.
I don't get. Have you seen this whole, I'm fixing my headset, it's driving me nuts. Have you seen this whole, all this crypto crap and non-fungible tokens?
Dude, let's talk about it. I went on a dive last night.
Okay, I'd love to hear your thoughts. I have this kind of very entrepreneurial, savvy tech friend that I talk to from time to time, and we just keep in touch. I met him in grad school, not to brag, but he's, I text him because I knew he'd be into it. He's like, oh, let's talk. I'm deep in it.
Let's get
so fungible. I got the lowdown. So the NFTs, non-fungible tokens, they are basically, they're like, it's all digital, but I guess through the technology, it's because, you know, if I'm like, hey, I made this art piece, it's online. You're like, okay, I'll just screenshot it and I have it. So I guess what's different about NFTs is if you make like a digital art piece, it's all encrypted to where like only you can truly own it. And it's like has all the history of how it's been traded and what it's priced at. So I guess that's why it's valuable. It's like I saw some like the trading card company, Top Shots or something.
Tops.
NBA
Top Shots is something different.
NBA Top Shots.
Let's talk about that. I bought some.
Okay. They're like doing NFTs. And I saw someone pay like $200,000 for like a video of Shaq dunking.
Yeah.
I don't know why any psychopath would ascribe value to any of this. Change my mind.
It's just one of those things that's like gaining value like crazy. And NFTs seem to be this like new fun thing, but also like might be here to stay. It's basically like, you know, a Mona Lisa painting is extremely valuable because there's only one of them.
Right.
All of these NFTs are in limited quantities and there's only so many that exist. And the more popular they get, the more value they're going to have. So everyone's just like buying in like crazy right now with the hope that they're only going to increase in value and increase in demand.
I guess similar to the Mona Lisa or art itself, which I also can't fathom. You know, they're like, new record, this art, and it'll just be like a square painted black. Like
yeah.
This art just went for $38 million.
How did he do it?
And so I guess it's just that, but digital.
Yeah, right? Basically, because like a Mona Lisa painting would also be considered non-fungible, but it's physical, right? Where this is like a digital non-fungible thing.
Right.
I know it's confusing, but it's...
Which again, it's kind of like the Mona Lisa's famous. Why? I don't know.
I don't know.
I guess we'd all agree it's very expensive, but like...
She's not even that hot.
Yeah.
Maybe like a six in Kansas City?
Yeah. It's like... I wouldn't hang that up in my house. Maybe in the guest bathroom. But yeah, I guess I don't get it. If you've heard of Logan Paul, he's a YouTuber type guy. He made all sorts of money by selling, like, he just made himself like a cartoon card NFT and sold a bunch of them. I just don't, how do you pull that off? I don't think any Trey Kennedy fan was like, hey guys, here's a digital Trey and there's only 1,000 of them. Who wants some? I think everyone just be like, why in the world would we buy that?
I think you should make one and only sell 10 of them.
So are you into it? Like, you think it's valuable? Or you're purely just like, I see how this is an opportunity. Other people think it's valuable, but like... Mm.
I don't... Like, I didn't put that much money into it. I'm like, this is fun. Let's put a little bit of money into it. Learn a little bit and see if this gains the value. And then probably regret not putting more money in.
That's crazy. Plan. I saw... And there's like video games where they're selling digital real estate now. And people are paying like hundreds of thousands of dollars for digital real estate.
That seems extreme.
Which is crazy, but I got some Bitcoin.
Same.
Not to brag.
Feeling good.
I bought some Tesla when it went down yesterday, and it's up, up, up.
Up, 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 up.
So that was good. I had my first ever, like, I should have, I don't know what I'm doing at all. So that's what makes it really fun.
Yeah.
Gambling. I bought Workhorse, which is another electric car company.
Okay.
And it went up like three times. I was like, this is cool. And now it's back down to where it started.
Okay.
So I guess I should have sold it. But how do I know these things?
You got to know when to work the horse. Yeah.
Anyways, okay, interesting. Keep us apprised on your NFT.
Yeah, I got
endeavors.
Three different. I got like a. I have a Draymond Green assist. He threw like full court assist. Game.
Do you mind telling us what you paid, or is that on
I spent
list?
Like $250 total, so not okay. much between like three different like okay. moments.
So you have a Draymond Green assist for like $50 or something.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then nice. I forget. I don't even remember. I think a Luka Doncic three-pointer or something like that. And we'll see. It's weird. I don't fully understand it yet, but it's kind of fun. Speaking of weird digital stuff, Trey, we play some video games as much as we'd like to not say it publicly. We play some games.
Oh. Yes. Oh, where are we at time-wise, by the
Big
way?
Big pause.
I can't see it.
30 minutes.
Let's go.
Last night, I did something new with one of my buddies, Noah, who's hilarious already.
Noah.
But
Noah's just not a tough name, is it?
It's not. Like you're like a soft guy if your name's Noah.
Yeah, I think you're a great guy, and I don't think less of you, but just imagine if you're kind of getting into somebody's head, like, what'd you say to me, pal? What's your name? Noah, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not very aggressive. Mm-mm. It's kind of a beta name. Sure. But Noah's hilarious. And so we did this thing playing Call of Duty Warzone last night where we would play, like, there's only two of us. We would play, like, trios or quads, and we would, like, fill the extra spots with random people from the internet. So once we get, like, this extra person in with us, Noah and I, then it just becomes, like, this 20-minute improv game. It was amazing. So basically, Noah and I pretend to not know each other.
Okay.
And just have all sorts of just, like, amazing, hilarious conversation of just, like,
where everyone can hear.
I mean, like, our teammate is, like,
right,
trying to win with us,
yeah,
but having to, like, endure just, like, these hilarious slash, like, brutal conversations between, nice, Noah and I. So he would, you know, last night in the middle of the game or something, like, hey, and you guys trade Pokemon cards, you know? And then Noah's like, yeah, when I was in third grade. And then, like, oh, real funny, dude. I just sold my holographic Charizard for $1,200. And, yeah, then we just go on this fight about Pokemon cards for 10 minutes. I mean, in the middle of the game.
Is the other guy saying anything?
Like, sometimes they do. Sometimes, yeah, they just, like, quit immediately. You know, it's like, so there was one game where we get in a helicopter and then immediately just, like, fly it into a building. And, you know, I'm like, oh, got hit by an RPG. And then I was like, saw the kill cam. He did not have an RPG. What was up with that? What, you know, yeah, whatever. Like, oh, dang, I got sniped. Just
get
something
into it. Yeah.
Oh, it probably doesn't sound that fun, but it is so funny. Just the things you could do, like, messing
with
people.
Were you even trying to win the game at that point?
No. It's just, nice, strictly a comedy exercise.
That's fun.
Oh, it's amazing. I cannot wait to do it again tonight.
Hope that's your secret one day. Jake, how'd you do it? How'd you find all your success?
These Warzone quad fill lobbies.
Yeah. Call of Duty lobbies, man. Just flex that muscle.
Oh, quarantine. My gosh. I mean, yeah, at one point last night, I was like, hey, guys, I'm, you know, sometimes you change your voice, you could change your accent, you could become anyone every game. I'm trying to become a stand-up comedian. I was wondering if I could try some things out with you guys, you know, and then I'm like doing these just like terrible bits, and Noah's just like roasting me.
Boo!
Dude, I thought you sucked at Call of Duty.
You suck.
Were way worse at comedy.
It reminds me of when I tried for American Idol back in the day, and sure, everyone's like, give it, everyone, come on, give us a taste. And this guy's like, okay. He's like, oh, baby girl, I wanna go. And the room is like, it's so sad.
Dude, yeah, I saw it firsthand. When I had my American Idol auditions, like, they, you know, only like 50 people get to audition for the real judges. So if you've made it that far, you think you're amazing. But what they do is they take a few people who are bad all the way to celebrity judges. And that's why you get those reactions on TV where it's like, no, 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 let me do another song. Like, my friends, like, told me I was amazing, and you know, they, it's pretty sad,
yeah,
and they're just like, they don't understand why Simon Cowell is telling them they're terrible,
mm-hmm,
when they see themselves being in the top 50.
But I wish, what a great show. That show's done, people still watch that, it's still going.
We got some new judges. What do you got? Katy Perry, Lionel Richie,
baby. What's his famous song?
All Night Long.
All Night.
Okay. And being Nicole Richie's dad.
Oh yeah.
Wow. Oh yeah,
yeah. It's Katie's doppelganger. That's what I tell her.
Really?
No,
I don't think
really.
I know what Nicole Richie looks like.
No. Wait. He is Nicole Richie's dad?
Mm-hmm. She is Lionel Richie's daughter.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
That adds up to me. Let's do a little why you doing so much. Give us some segments.
Okay.
Why you doing so much? I'm going to start us off. I've noticed this for a while, and I really want, ladies, I want to hear it from you. I mentioned this the other day. The closed eye pose on Instagram.
Mm.
I don't know if you've seen this. I don't know, Derek, if you've ever noticed it, but a lot of girls, they'll be with their husband or just holding a Starbucks and be like, sunny days, and they're like that.
They did their eyeliner that day. They want people to see it.
Or like their husband. They'll be like hugging their husband like on his back from behind and be like. And it kind of, to me, it looks like they just needed, like, oh, your eyes are closed. Like, well, I meant it to be. And you, I don't get that.
Like, you took four pictures surely you got one with your eyes open.
Yeah.
And you chose the one with your eyes closed.
I don't know. I think they're posing like that. I don't know if she's like, oh, I accidentally blinked, but it's actually cuter. I don't know how they get there, but I'm genuinely curious. Ladies, if you could fill me in. To me, I don't like it. I don't like it. I've unfollowed people for a myriad of reasons. That's another one. I have a buddy of mine. Why are you doing so much? I went through and looked. His Instagram account, his last six posts took over the last 3 years. Her birthday, their anniversary, twice a year. And they're all, he's not in any of them. His Instagram is, the last six posts are photos of only her.
Oh.
That say, happy birthday to the best wife ever. Happy second anniversary. Happy third, happy fourth, happy birthday, happy birthday.
I feel like he's being held against his will or something, yeah. Maybe.
She's like, you know what time it is.
You know what it is.
My freaking birthday. Here's some more content. Yep. I took a photo shoot again. You better post
it. He's like, hey, can I Instagram me and my friends at the game? Oh, I don't know. Can you Instagram my half birthday 5 months ago? I guess not.
Yeah. What you get twice a year, bud.
Twice a year. Use it wisely.
Yeah.
We were pretty busy last Valentine's Day, so I guess I'm going to be pretty busy when you want to hang out later. Like,
bachelor party with all my best friends, and it's just a photo of her. It's like, this is what I have to post, but...
The caption is what
I'm trying to convey, yeah.
Yeah. Super fun tailgating today.
It's just
a picture of wife in bed.
Axe throwing with my boys! She's just eyes closed with a latte.
Axe throwing with the boys.
Thinking of her.
I think that'll be a caption... we'll never see again. Axe throwing with the boys, it has ran its course.
Oh, axe throwing, I've never done it. And that, oh, it sounds horrible.
It's cool for 11 minutes.
Know what sucks? Yeah, axe throwing is not cool. Know what sucks? I think trampoline parks are one of my favorite things.
They're awesome.
But it's kind of hard to go to as a grown man because, I mean, they're riddled with children.
Yes.
And I've been a couple times, and it's a deal where I can tell, even I, deep down, I'm like, shouldn't be here. And my friends, I can tell they want to kind of just walk back out. I'm like, it'll be fun. You just have to dodge the children.
Mm-hmm.
And it just sucks, man. Because I saw this one Sky Zone in the area has like the full court basketball court with like a tramp.
Ooh.
How fun would that be?
That'd be very fun.
But how do a bunch of grown men like play on that for a few hours?
I think we take some kids out and threaten them and scare them off a little bit. It is, yeah. I went to one somewhat recently, and it is riddled with children, and they are riddled with Ritalin, and it is tough to get away from them.
Yeah. I had a couple real young kids notice me from YouTube, and I tramped away from them.
Yes.
Because it was about to be, like, a whole scene, and...
Trampoline parks are one of my favorite ways to let me know, like, just how fast the human heart can beat if it wants to.
Oh. Oftentimes, I've been in... climbing gyms or tramp zones, they have the Ninja Warrior-like thing, which looks so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Until you, on it for maybe 10 seconds, you realize, I don't have
like
any of the capabilities to do
my
this.
My hands are killing me. That rope hurts.
Yeah.
Ouch.
So that's a bummer, but...
I went to a Sky Zone recently, and they had, if you could imagine, like a weed eater, how it, like, spins around with, like, a thing. It had, like, prongs coming out from it, and some were, like, kind of higher up. You had to duck below, so you had to jump over.
So fun.
Yeah.
But they know what they're doing. They get you, right? Hey, I just want to, like, hop for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, it's $20 an hour. Like, yeah, that's what I saw online. But you'd need the special socks.
Yeah.
Why? Oh, it's just safety. And it is glow night, so you have to buy the glow-in-the-dark shirt.
Yeah.
And... I hate to say this too, but we need you to get a tetanus shot because we think there's syringes at the bottom of the foam pit. And it just adds up. Next thing you know, it's cost me $95 to jump on a trampoline.
Yeah.
I should just get my own trampoline. I love trampolines.
Trampolines are nice. You should get one.
We don't have anywhere to put it. I almost did it at my old house, but I'm going to talk one of them. I have some friends getting houses, really growing up. They have backyards. I'm gonna get a trampoline.
Have you ever bounced one of those trampolines? It's like in the ground.
No, is it more fun?
I did it once, but it's almost, you get this false sense of like, the ground is safe now because we're on the same level, but it still hurts to go from tramp to ground.
It seems way more dangerous.
It is weirdly more dangerous. Yeah. You're not scared of the ground anymore.
Yeah, I'd still really get down with like, putting a sprinkle under the trampoline,
ooh,
having a summer day out there.
Yeah.
Just a couple Mike's Hards.
You and Nicole Richie just hanging.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ah.
Vibes.
Do a little one-on-one basketball. We're the same height. It'd be a good contest.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that.
It's gonna be a good summer for you guys. So girls,
why are you doing so much?
Open your eyes when you're taking pictures. My why you're doing so much is, you know, I went to Phoenix this past weekend, hang out with some friends, play a little pickleball, among other things. And I met a guy in the airport in Kansas City on my way to Phoenix. He knew me from summer camp years ago. He's like, do you remember me? And I'm like, no, sorry. There were a bunch of you guys. But I met him and he was actually on my flight. And so I'm talking to him, what we're doing, why we're going to Phoenix, what he's up to. And anyway, he boards the flight a few minutes before me. I pass by him in the aisle. He's already seated on the airplane. And I'm like, hey, man, you know, just kind of like real quiet, little wave. And he, in true, why you doing so much fashion? He yells, good luck at your pickleball tournament, dude.
Shut up. This is cool.
This is not a good look for me.
Yeah.
What if people from Bridgeport are on this plane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was there a lot of people your age at this pickleball tournament? I bet not.
I mean, they had a seniors division, young people's division. They were all
ages. What's the young people's division? 40 and below.
Yeah.
What was it?
If you haven't had a hip replacement yet, you're in the young people's division.
Okay, cool.
I mean, they even had like 18, they have like juniors. I mean, it was all ages. It was really beautiful. You know?
Wow. Yeah. Just multi-generational. Just so much diversity, right? I bet there's a ton of different races there.
Oh, yeah. I saw at least two.
Okay, good.
So not bad.
Good, yeah. We had Scandinavian. Mm-hmm. We had East European. We had West European.
There's a Ukrainian chick.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was good.
Very, very cool. Very diverse.
That's nice, man.
But yeah, that dude really messed with me the whole weekend. I think it really stuck with me. Just shouted on an airplane. Mm. Good luck at your pickleball tournament, dude. Read the room. Read the plane.
Read the plane.
Read the plane.
Oh, that's tough, man. Okay. Why are you doing so much? Let's do a new segment. I've seen this around. I think it'd be a lot of fun. We're going to call this one Mouth Me That.
Mouth Me That, boy.
And so we're going to take turns. I'm going to make a noise and you try to replicate it with your mouth.
Okay. You're going to make a noise like in here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, well, that was kind of a cool noise.
That was a noise I want to hear again.
How did I do that? How do we make the tink sound? Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding. Okay, there it is.
Okay, your noise is. That was pretty good.
That was pretty good. Thanks. Thanks. I was about to make a noise with my mouth. That would have been easy.
Maybe. That's cheating. That's when you play horse with someone and they can dunk and you can't. Like, yeah. No dunks. I can't dunk. That's not fair.
Guys, anyone want to do karaoke? Like, maybe we do like a competition.
All right, give it to me again. I'm gonna try it.
I think you almost kind of matched pitch there. That was pretty good.
It's kind of close.
Exceeded expectations.
Okay, Trey, your noise is going to be coming from outside the room. I'm just going to say the noise to you, and you have to recreate it. Garbage disposal.
The literal garbage disposal.
Yes.
Yeah. Not those Democrats. How did that even make sense? I'm just kidding. Just make anything. Those Republicans.
You went full start and finish.
Thank you.
That was great.
Thank you.
Not just the middle. Wow. That's really good.
Okay, I got it.
Oh, with the computer noises.
That was fire. Okay, one more.
Trey, your noise.
Don't, whatever you do, don't say Christina Perry's Jar of Hearts, because I can't do that one again. Seriously. Don't do
don't
that one.
Do that.
Who do you think you are?
You're like, see, that felt scratchy. Ugh. I shouldn't have had to do that. Ugh. All right, Trey, your noise is like...
That's also, not to cut you off, those really annoying Wheel of Impressions where it's like Jamie Foxx is like, random, oh, John Legend, which your voice already kind of sounds like. Oh, I haven't done this one forever. Which is overridden. And then he kills it.
Oh, my gosh. Those. Yeah, Ariana Grande. Oh, Britney Spears doing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Okay. She's like so ready to do that impression.
I think they should be made fun of because if they're really trying to pull off that, you know all of the melodies and lyrics to these kids' songs? That's weird.
Wayfair buyer.
Yeah. Yeah. First in line.
Okay. Your kid's a lamp. Trey, your final noise is going to be like when you get kind of frustrated that you can't open the, like you can't cut it open, so you just rip open like a cardboard box.
With my frustrated.
You're a little frustrated too. Yeah, yeah. So it's you and the box.
Okay. Yeah, babe. Here, I'll get us some Ritz crackers. Let me get. Hold on. Okay. Hey, sweet babe, don't say that. I'm trying to get. Don't. What did we say about talking like that? That's
kind of how it goes. I like the crackers going everywhere. I noticed when that was happening scene. Yeah, that was very good.
We've all been there when you can't get it open and you finally just go, forget it. And you. And it's a bomb of
Cheez-Its. Raisin Bran everywhere. Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah. It's so fun living with a wife because I'll play. Big video game guy too, and I get passionate, man. I'll scream some things I shouldn't, and then I'll get a text, or maybe if she's around, she'll pop in and be like, she'll just do like a look or kind of like a stop. So she does that just makes it more fun.
The dad knock, the kind of on the door frame. We doing okay in here? Okay, I heard some things.
I remember this was, and she was very correct in this. Between Christmas and New Year's, I said like. You know, let's more or less take the time off, just really chill. And I did not do well with it because, I don't know, at some point you're like, what the heck am I supposed to do? I'll play video games.
Yeah.
But video games are not a relaxing endeavor. They're so fun, but it's not, you're not finishing video games like, refreshing.
Whew, yeah.
You're either like fired up, you won, or it's just infuriated.
My hands are crazy sweaty. You're
getting pwned. My thumb hurt. And so I played video games a ton that week and I was just like on edge. I'd like, because I'm not that good anymore. So I'd spend 3 hours just getting wrecked. And I'd just be, like, agitated. She's like, I don't think video games are, like, your way of relaxing.
You, like, start to speak.
No crap!
Get pwned, Katie!
Yeah.
You don't even get it.
You don't even get it, okay? I just got pwned by a bunch of 10-year-olds.
Yeah. I think it was cheating. It had to be aimbotting.
Yeah. Bots.
So many bots. You wouldn't get it, Katie.
We did. We played a game with two of my good friends yesterday, and we beat this team. And this kid was talking trash in the chat, saying, like, shouldn't you kids be in school? He was, like, talking to us like we were 12. He's like, your mom probably makes it. We're like, I didn't say anything back. But I'm going to be like, dude, I'm giving on 30, man. Let's just have a good time.
Do you ever get to voice chat the other team?
No. That'd be fun, man. I used to – remember back in the day in video games where – maybe this still happens, but – I feel like it was more popular. You could do the voice message. So you'd like play a guy in Madden football and you'd beat him. And you just, your inbox would go like, new notification. Be like, this guy just going, whatever, dude, you suck. I'm going to find you. I know your IP address. And you're like, yeah.
So at the very end of Call of Duty, if you stick around, you can like chat with everyone else who also sticks around. So you stick around, you watch someone win. And then, you just let him have it. I showed
more.
Yeah. Hey, Crazy Bone, I didn't know you were blind. How lucky do you have to get to finally get a kill?
Pwned! Yeah. There's just always some guy in the chat who's like blaring, D-Day in the background.
Yeah, and some you just have to mute him. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's always, it's like once per night, you get a guy on the phone or like in your game who just sounds like something Puerto Rican in the background. Like, that is just guaranteed there's going to be one guy with, like, Spanish TV on in the background.
And they're always about to eat. Like, is someone's ready? Is the food here? Always.
One more, Mom.
Video games.
We did a lot of that last night, like, fake talking to our moms. Mom! You're peeving me off! Mom!
This is an all-time story. Where are we at? Excuse me. 49. Okay, we'll end with this story. Well, we might not end with this. This is a great story, though. So I was raised pretty strict parents, very like more than most, not in like a crazy way, but like I couldn't play the Call of Duty until I was like 16 because my mom found, well, the rating says 17.
It says rated T for teen.
Well, that's not like, I think she saw it, like the government's watching. Okay, they said, we can get it. So I finally got it. I got it later than my friends, and I had more stringent, like, it's a school night. You're off there by 9. And I'd get up and sneak out and play or this and that. Yeah. And it was like, no TV in your bedroom. So I played out in this like den area right by my sister's room. So every night she'd be like, turn it off. And I, one night, was playing, and my mom busts in, and I had the classic, I think we've all been there, I forgot to click mute on the mic. So I'm on the mic, and it's just, we're all in the chat with friends, and random people.
Okay.
We're all 16. And you just hear in the distance, mom, young man, hey, you are off of there by 9:30. You hear me? I told you that 5 minutes, 9:30. I don't want to hear it. And that right as that happens, we go to like the loading screen. So the chat cuts out for a second. Uh-huh. So I don't realize it. Chat returns. Oh, your mommy got your bedtime, man. Dude, I'm only 14. I can stay until midnight. It's going on. And I'm legitimately embarrassed. I'm like, oh my God.
Ever play with these guys again?
Yeah. That, and one time my receiver dropped a screen pass and I called him a slut. And I got in big trouble for that.
Because he was a slot receiver. It made sense at the time. I'm like, whoa. I thought that's just what they're called.
Yeah, I think it was like, you know, I was a good boy, taught not to say bad words. And so slut was like my kind of F word at
the time. It feels good.
Yeah, it was like a weird, like, this is still a bad word, but not like a full-on cuss word, at least.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think as culture progresses, there might be an old clip of me being like, catch the ball, you dirty slut, and then canceled. Like,
yeah. 10 years from now, that is very offensive to transgendered pirates.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say that.
Yeah, because I was playing with the Buccaneers.
It makes sense. Slot receiver.
Oh, good times, man. Video games.
Ah, good times. A lot of fun.
Dwight, you ignorant slut. Yeah. He's one of the best of all time. It's like, why is he calling Dwight a slut?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Oh, that's
woo!
Good.
Do less guests, man. We're doing some shows. I'm having more calls. We're hoping to solidify tour dates in July, August, September, October, November, December.
We're about to go shoot another behind the scenes video for you guys right now.
Yep. We're shooting a lot of people asked for it. So the hype video, we're going to shoot a mom's hype video. Derek brought the smoke machine.
Smoke machine's in the house today.
Oh, my throat is dry from our mouth me that.
I like barking the idea of such. Derek saying he has a smoke machine. He just brings a massive vape pen. It's like, it should take about 20 minutes.
Yeah, I got it. Usually works when I
see the rings.
That'd be sick.
That'd be sick next time.
Some of those vapes they really produce some smoke. We did hookah in Florida.
Nice.
Which was disgusting.
Yeah, what's the point?
Hookah. That was my big thing when I was just 18. Because, like, we can legally do this. It's blowing our minds.
I'm playing Call of Duty now. I can hookah now.
And you just hit this bubblegum weird vapor that just kind of gives you a headache. I mean, I never really enjoyed it, but...
Yeah. Like, what you're smoking out of seems like it might be like a... some sort of Buddhist god or something. Like,
yeah,
what
yeah.
is this? Is it's this have
like,
a name?
It's like yoga. You're kind of, without even knowing it, you're worshiping an assembly of gods.
You Which way know. Am I bowing right now? Yeah.
That has to be crazy. I'm sorry if there's any do-less guests on this train, but I made some yoga jokes over the years, and I'll always get a few messages. They're like, whatever you do, do not do another yoga pose the rest of your life. Shavasana, which is like the yoga pose you're in a class with where you... just lie on your back,
okay.
motionless.
Like, oh.
Shavasana, that means worship of this or that, and you're doing...
Like, oh, really?
I mean, this is also how I sleep. So.
I didn't know yoga had those kind of connections. Like, well, every move is something?
Well, I think, yeah, there's part of it where, you know, it originated back in some kind of Buddhist spiritual practice.
Gotcha.
That, you know, is just meant to, like, relax and meditate, but it's just... it's kind of funny how you could, like, accidentally worship something else. I don't think that's how it works, but maybe... I don't know.
I don't know. That's why I smoke hookah. Try to find meaning.
Yeah, you ever met like an accidental Christian? Is that a thing?
Oh, is that the Bible?
Oh. See, I felt this like happiness inside me, but
I don't know what this.
It turns out I somehow came to Christ on accident.
I wonder what pose I did that day where that happened.
I put on a pair of skinny jeans with holes in them and a beanie, and next thing you know,
I don't know.
I started quoting Psalm 23.
Lauren Daigle was like on my Spotify suggested artist.
And yeah.
I don't know, here I am.
Now I she have... was, well, she was on it for a while until She signed up for Coachella.
Yeah, she's on Good Morning America and didn't say John 3:16 when she was on there, so I don't know anymore.
Yeah, I woke up with a Florida Gators Tebow jersey. I started taking a knee during football games. Not for the anthem.
For different
after
reasons.
A touchdown.
Yeah.
I Tebowed.
Not for the anthem. For something else. It's my own yoga pose. Tebowism.
All right.
I feel like we covered that topic pretty well.
That was nice. So I'm going to Scottsdale, baby. You got it warmed up for me. You got any big plans?
It's warm.
Spring's here. Cases are down. Vibes are up.
I went to the Breakfast Club in Scottsdale. It's the only thing I did while I was there.
Recommend?
It's not bad.
What is that?
It's this breakfast place where you can order club sandwiches.
Is it kind of like a famous spot there?
Nope. Spot I chose.
Yeah, I'm going to probably go to other places.
Cool.
But I do, as much as I love your food recommendation.
Yeah, I'm good at them.
Yeah. Chipotle and Breakfast Club.
Mm-hmm. I had that.
You did have Chipotle there?
Yeah.
Nice.
I actually ran into a really beautiful girl who followed me on Instagram and like recognized me from Instagram. However, the moment that she recognized me...
At Breakfast Club?
No, this is at the pickleball tournament.
Okay.
I am sitting crisscross applesauce on the grass... eating a Chipotle burrito, and no one else around me is eating. There's just like no tables. There's no concessions in there. I brought my own food, and everyone is turned around watching a pickleball game. And I'm just sitting down there, just like a rat,
just in a wet shirt,
just rice all over me.
Yeah, she's like, "Whoa, Chipotle! What?" She's trying to relate to you. What do you get on your burrito? Queso and rice and chicken.
Don't ask.
It's a three-pointer. It's only $3. Times are not tough. I spent all my money getting this dang pickleball tournament. That will earn me no dollars.
It's a three-pointer. That's so funny.
It's one of my favorite things. Jake's three-pointer. We go to Chipotle because I every time I speak up, "Excuse me, ma'am, that's a three-pointer. That's not a full-price burrito."
Let's talk three-pointers. Whenever I say that, Top Shots,
she'll like look down, trying to find like a small child by my kneecaps. Oh, it's a three-pointer?
Oh, it's this grown man.
Yeah. Do you have a Wayfair kid here? What are you?
I bet he eats crisscross applesauce in the grass when he's in Phoenix.
But... So she approached you while eating the burrito?
I am down there. I mean, one of the more unattractive things you could ever be doing. Just sitting like that, hunched over, eating a burrito in the hot Phoenix sun. Only for 6 more bites.
Isaac, we got to work on our forehands.
Like, watch more pickleball. I'm like turning into the beast. And then, this like beautiful girl. She's like one of the, she's like the Erin Andrews of pickleball. If that makes sense. Like, she was like there. Like, everyone else is in t-shirt shorts.
And
she's in like a dress and heels.
She's a fan of you. Because of pickleball or
no,
she just follows
like Instagram and she's like, "Hey, I know you." And then I'm just like quickly cleaning up all the rice on my face.
You're an up and comer. So.
Yeah. Hey there.
Interesting. And how'd that combo go?
I would say 4 out of 10.
What is the word I'm saying? I hate when that happens.
I didn't bring it.
You didn't bring it.
Cases were down and vibes were down, unfortunately.
Yeah.
She made some comment. It was like, I know so-and-so and he like told me to follow you a long time ago. It was like telling me to date you, and I'm like, I'm not just gonna like follow this guy and date this
guy.
Then I was like,
do you get frazzled?
Well, no, I went self-deprecating. I went, yeah, I mean, why would you? I mean, look at me, I'm on the ground eating a Chipotle burrito. I wouldn't date me either. And then she didn't like laugh at that as much as I wish she would have.
It was like, maybe that's when it's too true.
She's like, yeah, that's a good point.
She like started laughing. She's like, yeah, actually,
that's a really good point.
Yeah, says it.
Yeah, is that a three-pointer?
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you want to date a guy who like flies across the country to play pickleball and is like an influencer? Like, no. And then she's like, oh my God, yeah.
Oh.
You're right.
Yeah. And I'm like trying to say, oh, she'll be back in Phoenix in a month. Oh, okay. I think she must have had something to do. She's gone. Okay. She must have hung up.
Wow.
Cool. So that was a story I didn't plan on telling, but yeah, there's something.
It's too bad, man. They'll be out there. There'll be more pickleball commentators. Man, that was your dream girl.
Yeah.
She could not only watch pickleball, but
she could like ask me questions afterwards.
Play-by-play. Yeah.
Yeah.
How was it out there?
How was it? So I saw you.
That three-pointer's not sitting well, I'm going to be honest, but we got the win. That's great, man. Well.
Then I saw her. Sorry, we're never getting this episode. I saw her in the airport the next day.
And?
Didn't make a move.
You're like, again, you're on the airport floor? Eating like Popeyes.
Dang it. Every time.
Oh my gosh.
I swear this isn't how it normally is. Just eating a blueberry muffin with crumbs all over me. Yeah. I got more of the muffin in my lap than I do in my stomach.
I would love. She walked up again. Jake, there you are. And you're just again.
How did you find me here?
Yeah. No.
This is the men's restroom.
Wow.
Okay.
It's too bad.
I'm done.
Do less guest. Thank you again for listening. We see your comments. We love them. Keep hitting us up and tell your friends what Duelist guests. We'll see. We're going to announce more and more as we get, as I confirm it before anyone else hears bad about the tour and everything. So there we go.
Live stream question mark. Are we doing that again? Do we want to tell them?
Live stream for the Duelist guests?
No, just like on Facebook.
I don't know. We should do a live stream for the Duelist guests though. That could be fun.
Yep. That's what I meant.
We can do that, right, Derek? Tech expert at Derek. I don't know anything. Well, so yeah, that's something we should do sometime. Maybe you guys throw it out there what you want to see on a live stream. But
yeah, we'll figure it out. Cool.
Do this. God bless. Peace.